Hello there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Winnie.
And today is day two of our look at Depressy Trouble. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a strange name, but I'm sure if you were here yesterday, you'll remember that Depressy Trouble is the cartoon character created by two Taiwanese students named Aslin and Bailin. And they created Depressy Trouble to let people know about the dangers and the help they can get if they have mental health issues, if they have depression, if they have trouble feeling happy because they're sad all the time. Now, this affects a lot of people, right? How many around the world?
We learned that it has attacked 350 million people all over the world.
That's right. And how about here at home?
Also in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. 8.9% of the population.
9%. 9 out of 100 people.
Right. Yeah. But also, why did they create this plan?
Right, they wanted to help people, but there was a personal reason too, right?
Right, because of one of their moms, right?
Oh, Aslin's mom, okay. Mm. So his mom suffered from bipolar disorder, and like a lot of people, even though she was sick, she didn't think that this is something she wanted to tell people about or get help about.
It feels shameful.
A lot of people are embarrassed or feel shame about having mental health issues when they shouldn't, because it's just the same as being sick in your body. Physical health, we go to a doctor. Mental health, we should go to a doctor too. So the good news is that we have more people paying attention to this, don't we?
Yeah, and I just learned that today, October 10th.
October 10th.
It's something for world health too.
Really?
It's not also Independence Day for Taiwan.
It's 10-10 Day. It's the National Day of Taiwan, but it's also World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't focus too much on the fact that Taiwan's birthday is also World Mental Health Day, but then we should definitely say that they're both good, important days that we should pay attention to. And of course, World Mental Health Day takes care of millions of people around the world with these serious but treatable health problems, mental health problems,
yeah,
I should say.
So I think it's good timing to learn more.
Fantastic today. Timing to learn more. We're going to learn more about Depressy Trouble and Depressy Trouble's sidekick. Yeah, just like Batman has Robin, Depressy's got a friend too.
Reading. Understanding depression with Depressy Trouble. People often mistake the monster Depressy for Bluejun, a different creature. In fact, Bluejun represents the state of feeling blue. Bluejun looks like a cloud crossed with a sheep. It also has short legs. This is meant to show how blue thoughts don't stay in people's minds long. Anyone can receive a visit from Bluejun, but still go back to normal. Depressy, however, is much more troublesome. It could prevent someone from eating, sleeping, or going to school or work. The two monsters do have something in common, though. If they attack someone, don't try to tell the person to feel better. The solution is to listen to what they have to say. Depressy Trouble started off as a university graduation project, but publishers soon contacted Aslin and Bailin. Now they have released a book as well. You can read all about Depressy, Bluejun, and other new characters in the Depressy Trouble book.
All right, so yeah, let's start off today's article. It says people often mistake the monster Depressy for, correct my pronunciation, Bluejun.
Perfect.
Was that okay? Bluejun. Who's Bluejun? It says Bluejun, a different creature. Oh, so there's more than one character in these cartoons. That's what we're learning here. Very interesting.
昨天呢，我们介绍了 depression 忧郁症。不过今天文章很特别说明，人们常常呢会把忧郁症这个怪兽误认为 Bluejun 悠悠子。这里我们用这个动词片语 mistake A for B。mistake 这个字呢本身动词就有误以为或者是把什么什么搞错的意思。所以 mistake A for B 就是把 A 误认为 B， 把这个小玉呢误认为悠悠子。Which is a different creature.、Mm-hmm. The article says, in fact, Blue John represents the state of feeling blue.
Oh, okay.
Blue. Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me if Blue John is blue.
That would make sense, yeah.
Right?
Shortcut for you.
Oh, poor me.
Hey. You seem blue. What's wrong?
Blue? Mm-hmm. But I am wearing light brown.
To be blue means to feel sad or unhappy.
I get it. Blue is 沮丧的忧郁的
That's right. You seem blue about something.
Oh, it's because the handsome prince I was chasing doesn't like me.
That's too bad. I know. How about we get some ice cream? Then you won't feel so blue.
Ice cream? Mm-hmm. I had the best ice cream ever with my prince.
bad idea. You know what? How about we ride bikes?
I did that last week.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
With my prince.
You're really blue. How about we go for a walk?
Okay, look at the sky today.
Yeah.
It's so blue.
Oh, my God.
All right, so who is this Blue Jian character? Well, we already know that it represents the feeling of being blue. Now, when you're blue, it's kind of like depression. It's feeling really sad, and you can never really shake it off. You can never really feel happy again. But as we read on, we learn that Blue Jian's a little different. Blue Jian looks like a cloud crossed with a sheep. A cloud crossed...With a sheep.
It's all like this.
They kind of look the same already. Anyways, so it's sort of that feeling of something you can see but not quite grab onto, that kind of fluffy feeling of a cloud crossed with a sheep. When you cross A with B or have A crossed with B, you basically are saying you're taking this and you're taking that and you're kind of smashing them together to make something new, all right? So, for example, if I make a pizza but I put bacon and hamburger meat and cheese and, you know, lettuce and tomato, I say it's my hamburger pizza.
Yummy.
It's a hamburger crossed with a pizza. That would probably not be yummy.
No. 文章接着解释到底这个悠悠子是什么东西呢？他说悠悠子其实是看起来像是一朵云跟绵羊的综合体。大概就是如果绵羊跟云朵生出来的小孩大概就是长这个就是很 fluffy、
okay.
蓬蓬的样子
So it's fluffy like a lamb or like a sheep or a、
yeah.
cloud We also learned it also has short legs
Okay
Kind of like a sheep Okay so it's got little legs not long legs like a giraffe or a basketball player But short legs like a short basketball player This why short legs it says this is meant to show how blue thoughtsDon't stay in people's minds long. Oh, interesting. So kind of the difference between being blue and being depressed is if you're blue, that feeling goes away faster, more often, more frequently, much more quickly. The thoughts, the sad thoughts, don't stay in your minds long, so the legs aren't very long. I get it.
Makes sense.悠悠子还有这个短短的腿，这是什么意思呢？这里我们看到又看到这个 be meant to do something。昨天我们讲到用来用意是什么？这个呢，用意就是表示其实悠悠子是会离开的。They have legs, so they will come and go.、Mm. 来来去去不会久留。
Interesting. And we also learn anyone can receive a visit from Blue Jian, but still go back to normal.
Right.
Again, these feelings don't stay for very long. You might be depressed, but maybe even just a few hours later, you'll have forgotten all about that. You'll feel much better.
Yeah, you can maybe watch funny videos or read about some other stuff.
And listen to a happy song.
Yeah, and then you feel, everything's gonna be fine.
Because I'm happy.
Yeah, put that on your playlist, too.
Put that on your playlist. Don't dance like me, though.
So the article says, depressy, however, is much more troublesome.
True.
就是很令人烦恼的。
Right, so being blue might last a few hours or a day or two, but you'll feel better. Depression, as we learned, is more troublesome. It brings more trouble to your life. It's much more difficult to deal with. For example, we learned it could prevent someone from eating, sleeping, or going to school or work. It can really affect every part of your life, and things can be really difficult. To prevent someone from doing something is to stop someone from doing something, all right? The police might prevent you from crossing the street when there's a red light, or we can say a wall or a fence prevents you from going into that place, all right? We lock our doors to prevent people from coming into our homes and stealing our television or something like that. So preventing someone from eating or sleeping means basically stopping you from doing it. Imagine your feelings are so sad, you can't even get out of bed, you can't go to work, you can't even eat because you're so sad. That must be terrible.
I feel sad already. Prevent 这个动词就是防止、阻止的意思。防止某人做某事，我们后面会固定搭配 from 介系词，所以是 prevent somebody from doing something。比如说刚刚我们有讲到，可能警察会停阻止你，或者很多公共场合我们会看到这个禁烟标志 ，the sign is to prevent people from smoking。
Okay。
文章只是说这个小郁，也就是这个忧郁症，会阻止正常的人正常饮食、睡眠，甚至是去上学或上班 prevent victims from doing these things. So the article says the two monsters do have something in common, though.
Okay.
有共通点 What's that?
If they have something in common, there is something they share. Well, we learn if they attack someone, don't try to tell the person to feel better. That is very good advice. Even if someone's like, oh, I'm so sad today. Oh, that's okay. Feel better. Cheer up. Come on. You know, talking to someone if they have mental health issues is sort of like saying, hey, don't worry about that broken leg. Let's keep running. You'll feel better in 5 minutes.
But it hurts.
No, they won't. You really got to get that leg fixed. If you're sick, you got to get help. So telling someone just to feel better or cheer up or, oh, don't think about it so much is basically saying, oh, you're sick with something serious? Well, just don't think about cancer and it won't bother you anymore. Of course it will. You do need treatment. So telling people just cheer up or feel better is not very helpful.
这里讲到小玉跟悠悠子有个共通点，那就是如果某个人遭受攻击了，不要只是跟他们说，哎，感觉好一点啦。Imagine you're feeling sad,
okay.
But all the other people know is to tell you to feel better.
I'm trying, but I can't.
大家就只是告诉你好点，反而会让人家觉得，哎，你根本没有在听我说话啊。So what should we tell them if they are feeling blue?
Good question, and here's a good answer. The solution is to listen.Listen to what they have to say. There's no magic bullet for depression. There's no magic pill you can take and, hey, I feel wonderful. But one of the simplest things to do is one of the best things to do. If someone around you is blue or depressed, just listen to what they have to say. That's a good solution. A solution is basically an answer to a problem. It's what we do to solve or to fix the problem. To say, what's going on? Why are you so blue? Tell me about it.
Solution 就是解决方法，某某问题的解决方法，我们后面加上 to 这个当介系词，所以后面呢是直接加问题是什么什么的，当作名词。比如说 ，some scientists are working on solutions to global warming， 正在努力找出解决全球暖化的方法。那人们这个要解决的方法到底是什么呢？文章这里说解决方法是什么呢 ？Listen to what they have to say。这里我们用 what 这个复合关系代名词当作前面这个主要句子的受词。它跟关系代名词不一样的是，它前面不需要先行词。如果我们用关系代名词 which 来还原的话，整句呢其实会变成 Listen to the things which they have to say。所以啊，你可以发现 what 呢就可以直接代换成 the things which。解决方法呢就是聆听他们需要说什么。So instead of saying, I know how you feel, you let them talk.
Okay, back to the article. It says Depressy Trouble started off as a university graduation project. But publishers soon contacted Aslan and Pailin. So we learned that there was a personal reason for them to do this.
Yes.
That's where they got the idea from. But it was actually part of their homework, part of their graduation project. They're in university, and often when you finish or graduate from university, you have a graduation project. This big thing, big bit of homework, kind of like a final test.
Nightmare.
You have to do it. It might take months of hard work, but that's one of the things that your teachers will grade you on. So they did it basically as school homework to finish their classes, but once it got out there, publishers contacted them. And when you're writing a book, the publisher is the person with the power. The person who can say, I like your book, I want to make it into a bunch of books, put it out there on the internet or in bookshops and sell them. So the publisher is basically the person who will make the books and sell the books for the author. And to contact, basically, is just to get in touch. If I call you, send you an email, send you an SMS, I am contacting you.
Contact 呢，这里就是当动词表示联系。比如说你闯了祸啊，惹了什么麻烦，然后这时候可能就会说 I'll contact your parents if you're late tomorrow.
I won't be late.
如果你还是迟到的话，我就要联络你的父母。那文章说这个小玉乱入这项计划呢，其实是这个大学的毕业专题。所以我们用这个 start off 这个动词片语来表示开始，后面呢加一个 s 表示一开始是什么样的角色、什么样的定位、什么样的特色。一开始本来只是一个大学毕业的作业，但是没多久呢，出版社就来跟他们联系啦。So if a publisher contacts you, that means you might be able to publish your book.
That's right.Right.
Yeah, that's why the article says now they have released a book as well.
Fantastic. Okay, and here we see this verb release. The book was released or something like that. Well, release simply means to let something free, to let it go. If you have a bird in a cage and you open the little door and the bird flies off, you've released that bird. Oh, it's probably not...coming back. No, it's not coming back. But if you release a book or a movie or a CD or a new song as an artist or something, basically you have something, you've been working on it, it's ready to go, and now everyone can get it. If the movie is released next weekend, you can see it next weekend. If the new Harry Potter book will be released next year, then next year everyone will be down at the bookshop to buy that book when it goes on sale, when it is released.
Release 呢，可以指任何东西的发行，比如文章说到是这个书籍的发行 ，or the author just released the final book of the series，发行这系列的最后一本书，或是发行电影，或是专辑。刚刚我们也都讲到，都可以用 release。我们可以再造一句 ：The director came to Taiwan because his movie had just released in Asia.
It's just been released in Asia. The director, which director?
Spielberg,
Ang Lee, Scorsese?
Someone.
Brian De Palma?
There is someone.
All right, back to the article. It says, you can read all about Depressy,
Blue Jiang,
thank you, and other new characters in the Depressy Trouble book. That's right, it's been released. You can go out there, you can get the book. If you're feeling sad, it might help you. If you have someone in your life who suffers from depression, it might help you. And even if you don't, you could still learn a lot about depression, which is a difficult topic. You can learn a lot, though, in an interesting way by reading this book and following along with all of the different characters. What are characters? Characters are basically people made up by a writer that are in a story. Romeo and Juliet are two famous Shakespeare characters. James Bond is a famous spy character. And of course, Gandalf and Bilbo and Merry and Pippin. They're all characters from the Lord of the Rings movies. They're not real people. They're made up by writers and they're in stories.
Character 在这里指这个故事里的角色或是人物。这里我们知道这个 two characters in the book, which are Depressy and Blue Jiang, 就是这里讲到那个小玉跟悠悠子这两只怪兽，就是故事里的 characters, 或是故事中的 most important characters usually are the main characters, 就是主角，或是英文我们也可以用 leading characters 来表示。那你在故事中要演什么角色，动词会搭配 play a character. So everyone wanted to played the character of Elsa from the movie Frozen.
Really?
Yeah, you don't know that.
They should just let it go. All right, let's get back to our article. But that's it for our article. So it does sound like a very interesting comic book. I would be interested in reading it just to see the art, but also see how they talk about this very, you know, very special
important
topic.
Issue.
Yeah, we're going to be back with our chat question right after this. So don't get sad and definitely don't go away.
For You Chat.
Okay, what is our chat question for today, Winnie, my friend? Yes.
What was the last time you felt blue?
I woke up this morning and I decided to work with Winnie and I was like, oh God.
Feel better.
I'm joking. I was very happy to see that I was working with you. The last time I felt blue, okay, well, honestly, a couple of weeks ago, I was sick. I was really quite sick. And, you know, I wasn't getting better and I thought it wasn't a big problem, but then I just kept feeling sick. And after about the third day of feeling really terrible and sitting around the house, I felt pretty blue. I felt like, God.
Did you go see a doctor?
I did, yeah, of course. And that kind of makes you feel blue, too, because just spending hours waiting around in a hospital is not fun. So sometimes when you're sick with other things, that can affect your mood, right?
Blue.
If you have a bad cold and all your friends are out there having fun and you're stuck at home, that can make you feel blue. But I was blue. I wasn't depressed. A day or two later, I started to get better, and my mood got better very quickly. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I feel better today. This is okay. I'm going to be fine.
So it's just Blue-jung attacking you.
It was Blue-jung attacking. How about me? How about you?
Feeling blue.
Feeling blue.
What about hungry?
Hungry?
If I feel hungry, do you feel blue? Is that Blue-jung attacking me?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
you
can go and get a cookie, and then you'll feel better.
What if I cannot get food?
Oh, well, if you can't get a cookie, but I would say
blue.
You're hungry.
Okay.
I'd say if you eat and you're not hungry, but you're still blue, then that's a bit more of a serious problem. But yeah, you know,
you can be
really tired one day and be a little blue because you have to work. But I'd say if everything else in your life is okay, but you still feel really unhappy for some reason, that's when it becomes a bit of a problem. But next time you're blue and hungry, just give me a call. I'll bring you an apple. I'll bring you an apple. We'll start with an apple because it's healthy.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Then if you're still blue, I'll bring you a chocolate cake. And I'll eat half of it.
Okay.
Then we'll both be happy and fat. Yay! All right, guys, enjoy your cakes, enjoy your cookies. Not too much. And if you're blue, reach out to Depressy Trouble. You might get some answers. Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Understanding depression with Depressy Trouble. People often mistake the monster Depressy for Blue-jung, a different creature. In fact, Blue-jung represents the state of feeling blue. Blue-jung looks like a cloud crossed with a sheep. It also has short legs. This is meant to show how blue thoughts don't stay in people's minds long. Anyone can receive a visit from Blue-jung, but still go back to normal. Depressy, however, is much more troublesome. It could prevent someone from eating, sleeping, or going to school or work. The two monsters do have something in common, though. If they attack someone, don't try to tell the person to feel better. The solution is to listen to what they have to say. Depressy Trouble started off as a university graduation project, but publishers soon contacted Aslan and Pailin. Now they have released a book as well. You can read all about Depressy, Blue-jung, and other new characters in the Depressy Trouble book.
Vocabulary Review.
Prevent. These plastic doors prevent people from falling onto the MRT tracks in the station. Solution. Ned's business is doing poorly. He needs to find a solution to his store's falling sales. Contact. The inventor is contacting companies by phone and email to see if they want to make his product. Release. The new Toy Tales movie will be released this summer. Let's go watch it. Character. This show has many characters, but my favorite one is the turtle named Raphael.